Hey now, what up though? It's J. Scott Smith here, the host of the People's Podcast, JSC Radio. And you might be wondering why I call it the People's Podcast. Well, I've got a brand new reason for me to call it the People's Podcast, because I'm putting the future of this show into your hands. This show is now on Patreon, and what Patreon is, it's going to help you, the JSC Radio listener, the JSC Radio follower and fan, contribute to the show in whatever way you see fit. That's right, looking for people to help keep this show moving. Whether you want to donate $1 an episode, hell, $1 a month, for $5 per episode, I'll shout you out on this show, and you'll even be able to vote on exclusive polls and exclusive half episodes. That's right, JSC exclusives. You'll get to hear those half episodes before anyone else. For $10 or more per episode, now it gets fun, because you get to be a sponsor on this show. You got a business, you want me to talk about it, I want you to sponsor my show. For $10, hit me up, send me the script, I'm putting you over. Plus, you get all the other cool stuff that comes with it. For $25 an episode, same thing applies, except this time, you will become an official segment sponsor. Do you want a segment of this show sponsored by your business? Of course you do. That's why you want to hit me up on Patreon. For more information on how to become a sponsor of JSC Radio, go to patreon.com/JSC Radio. Patreon.com/JSC Radio, and you can truly help this become the People's Podcast. This episode of JSC Radio is dedicated to the memory of Reggie Osei, better known to the hip-hop world as Combat Jack. He passed away earlier today following a very brief battle with colon cancer at the age of 48. Combat Jack was a hip-hop pioneer. He represented Jay-Z and so many of the artists that you know and you love over the last 20 years. He was a pioneer also of the podcast game. And so many of us try to pattern what we do after what he did. Reggie Osei lost his battle with cancer today at the age of 48. Rest in peace, big dog. This is JSC Radio.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And that's what Christmas is all about.
You hear that, boy? That's what Christmas is all about.
Actually, Granddad, Christmas is a pagan holiday, and Jesus probably hates you for celebrating it.
There ain't gonna be no Scrooges in this house, boy.
Look, Granddad, it's clear from the scripture that Jesus was not born in winter. The shepherds who saw the angels announcing his birth would not have been out in their fields in December. The Palestinian winters are too cold, if you believe in that sort of thing. The truth is, Christmas evolved from the Roman holiday Saturnalia, a winter festival where men gave gifts to each other. They also would get drunk, have sex with each other, and beat their wives. People would act so crazy on Christmas, the holiday was outlawed by the Protestant Church until the 1800s. As a matter of fact, the United States Congress... Granddad? Granddad!
I'm sorry, boy. What was that?
I just explained the entire history of Christmas.
But it was boring, Huey. You just blah, blah, gay sex, blah, blah, Congress. You know, you gotta be interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey now! My name is J. Scott Smith, and this is the 60th episode of the People's Podcast. This is JSC Radio. Hey now! What up, though, people? We've made it to essentially the end of the calendar year. The first episode of 2017 was episode 26. We've made it all the way to episode 60. Episode 60. Somehow, some way, through this wild and wacky year, we've made it. And we're in the Christmas spirit. We're in the Christmas season. Also, Happy Hanukkah to all my Jewish friends. This is the final night of Hanukkah for 2017, so y'all have been celebrating those 8 crazy nights. I want to shout out each and every one of y'all. I want to thank everyone who's checked the show out on the website, the mothership, jscottsmith.com. Everybody who's, of course, checking me out on soundcloud.com/JSC Radio, the original home. Original. Home of the podcast. Also want to big up everybody who subscribed to the show on iTunes. If you have an iPhone or an iPad or you're on your computer and it happens to be a Mac, get your ass over to the podcast section. Type in JSC Radio. Hit subscribe. It's the Christmas gift you didn't realize you wanted until you got it. Damn it. Get on there and subscribe to the show. The same thing goes if you're on Stitcher or if you're on Google Play or if you are definitely checking in on Patreon. Patreon.com/JSC Radio. If you want to become a patron of the show, you want to sponsor the show, you just simply want to support the show, help this show keep moving. 2018, there's a lot coming down the pike, and I'm going to need you. That's right, you, damn it, to help this show continue to grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And man, listen, this has been a hell of a year. I mean that in good ways and bad ways. And we've made it to Christmas. Christmas is just 5 days away. When you're hearing this, 5 days away. And it's hard to believe in a year where things have been so crazy, so hectic, that we're now into the season of giving. Unlike a lot of Christmas episodes, I mean, yeah, I could sit here and talk about my favorite Christmas movies, you know, i.e. Home Alone and Die Hard. Yes, Die Hard. Die Hard's a damn Christmas movie. I don't care what any of y'all say. I could talk about my favorite Christmas songs. I've had them going almost nonstop in my headphones for the better part of the last 4 weeks. Just like I said in last year's Christmas show, day after Thanksgiving, the Christmas playlist goes live. It becomes active. It gets rocking. It's things to keep you in the spirit, things to keep you moving. And it's been tough, man, because it's hard to stay in the damn spirit lately. It's hard to stay amped up and fired up. It's been a rough year. This is the season of giving, right? And Christmas is that time of year where you're supposed to feel charitable. You're supposed to get ready to be around family. By the time a lot of you hear this, I'll have gotten on a plane to go back home to Michigan to spend time with family and friends, people I care about. Unwind, get away from here. What up, though, Philadelphia? Love you, though. But 2017, and really the last couple of years, if these last couple of years have taught us nothing, it's that the Christmas spirit, that magnificent, fanciful thing. And much like last year, by the way, this is going to be a short show. The second annual Christmas show, we want to make sure that we get you in, get you out. Because some of you still got Christmas shopping to do. Some of y'all still got plans to make. Hell, I'm still making plans here, my damn self. So I know all about that. I know what this is. But I've been able to reflect a little bit, and I've looked at some of the subject matter of some of these podcasts we've done the last couple of months. A lot of it has been heavy shit. A lot of it has been hitting on hard issue after hard issue after hard issue. We live in a country right now that's run by people who are just terrible individuals. I don't mean that just strictly on one party as opposed to another, albeit a majority of them are one side of the aisle, and they wear red, if you get what I'm saying. But we're in a country that's run by terrible people. This is a year where it almost seems as if people were emboldened to go out of their way to be the worst. So I guess as we approach Christmas 2017, it's time for us, and maybe going forward, it's time for us to kind of start working on being the best we possibly can be to people. Because we can't expect others to do it. Not anymore. We can't expect common decency to be a thing. This is a year where I've seen more people go out of their way to be rude, go out of their way to be disrespectful, go out of their way to be mean, to be spiteful. But this is also a year that a lot of the same people that I just described are getting exposed. And we need to continue to do that. but we also need to just be better to people, man. I look forward to Christmas every year. I talked about it in last year's show. This time of year, when you hear the infamous CBS sound. Oh yes, I always love playing that. It just makes you feel good, doesn't it? When you hear the infamous CBS sound, when you see Charlie Brown Christmas, when you see Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and How the Grinch Stole Christmas, when TBS gets to spin in 24 hours of a Christmas story, usually on Christmas Eve. I mean, just this past weekend, you had the return of the NFL games on Saturday, including the Lions. Played a game on Saturday. I want to keep this show happy, so I'm not going to talk about those Lions right now. Saving that for the first show of 2018. But it's that time of year. You see the NFL games. I call them the Christmas shopping specials. The NFL games that start at like 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Replacing college football because, you know, college football is not around. I mean, you could conceivably watch one of those super meaningless bowl games. But why would you put yourself through all that? So, I mean, this is the Christmas season. People are out at the malls. Some people are getting travel plans squared away. American Airlines, which I'm flying out on, by the way, damn near screwed up everything by accidentally giving basically all their pilots Christmas week off. They had to get that taken care of, like, ASAP because, you know, I ain't trying to suddenly scramble around and find another flight. And if you're one of those people who travels for the holidays, like I have to the last few years, making sure that your flight and everything is squared away. I mean, nothing is worse, really, than you get to the airport and you find out the damn flight is delayed or just something weird happens or, knock on wood, it possibly gets canceled, which, hoping amongst hope that that doesn't come close to happening to me. But this is the time of year where, and the older I've gotten, I said this last year too, the older I've gotten, the more I tend to reflect on how much things have changed. I talked about my favorite Christmas memories as a kid, and there was like Christmas of 1989, where I just recall, I don't know why this one jumps out at me so much. I think it was because it was one of the last Christmases of my childhood where everybody was there. Like, all the uncles, all the cousins who weren't too old but weren't too young were playing video games. There's food everywhere. And it's like Christmas week, Christmas vacation. Because ain't nothing better than when you're walking your ass out of school on that last day before Christmas vacation. When you know it is checkout time. It is one of the best getaway days of the damn year. Because you know it's the last one of that calendar year. And Christmas vacation just jumps off. I got cousins there. I got family there from all over the country. We're playing video games and food is all over the place. The grown-ups are listening to music. And like I said last year, it's like the older you get and you realize those days are so far in the rear view. And when you look back at that time of your life and so many of those people are no longer with you, it gets a little weird. It hurts. I've had friends lose family members. I had a grandmother pass earlier this year. I got a friend of mine who just lost her dad a couple days ago. People have to really embrace every day. Every Christmas is, for me, like a mile marker in life. And yeah, of course, it's great to get gifts. I could always use gift cards. Cash works too. Amazon and the Apple Store, you know, just in case you want a holler boy. But to hit Christmas every year, for me, it's like the older I've gotten, the more it's about family, the more it's about the people you're close to, the more it's about the people you care about. Yeah, it sounds hokey, and yeah, it sounds corny, but damn it, get up off your ass and do something good for somebody. Let your family, let your mom, let your dad, your brother, your sister, your cousin know you care. Bust off a phone call. You ain't gotta buy nothing. Being good to people is free. Being respectful of others is free. It costs nothing to be nice to someone. Being good to people is a lot cheaper than being an asshole to somebody. Just ask all these companies that are going to be getting hit with lawsuits up the yin-yang for how they've treated employees and allowed employees to be berated and bullied and sexually harassed and sexually assaulted. Be good to somebody. Going into 2018, let's be good to people, man. I know it's hard because being a dick is in style, because being an asshole has been emboldened in this society, in this country, by being the worst, lying, stealing, being arrogant, being obnoxious, being demeaning to people. It's the easy route to go. That's the easy button that we can push in life. When was the last time you did something good for someone? When was the last time you did something nice for someone that wasn't yourself? I make it a point whenever I go to one of these shopping malls. It's funny, growing up in the Midwest, you're just so used to seeing the Salvation Army bell ringers, for example, outside of shopping malls. Because, you know, a place like Detroit, up until the last few years, the only place you really saw like the bell ringers was at shopping malls because we didn't have a hell of a lot of storefronts in the city. I got out here to Philadelphia and it's like, oh, like these people will be out in front of storefronts and on street corners, ringing the bell, taking your donations. If I'm able, even if it just means dropping a dollar or a handful of change in there, I'll do it. Because you never know what that can do for somebody. I'm running a fundraiser on Facebook that's going to benefit the Pennsylvania SPCA, for example. Because I love dogs. I talked about it on JSC TV, which, by the way, will be back on January 6th. Initially, thought we were going to try to get one more in at the end of the year, but you know what? Hell of a lot going on, and I'm going to enjoy the 2 weeks I'm taking off from life, basically, during Christmas. I will have a best of show here coming, but more on that toward the finish. But just, when I have this fundraiser, and when you go to Facebook.com, that's Facebook.com/RealJScottSmith, original, be sure to go check that out. I'm going to have a link to that. I'm going to run this fundraiser all the way through Christmas Day, and anything you can give to support, you know, animals, help puppies find a new home, kittens find a new home. See, I don't discriminate. I like kittens too. Help people take care of animals and be good to people. Be good to them. Because if you give somebody the opportunity to adopt a pet, guess what? That can go a long way. A pup can brighten up somebody's day here. Can make somebody's year. And just think about that. We're in a situation right now in this country where we're getting lied to openly every day. Swaths of people get openly disrespected every single day. As much as I dig Twitter and social media, by the way, at J. Scott Smith, verified, at JSC Radio. As much as I dig Twitter, I'm perfectly fine going long stretches of time during the day not going on there because people are so terrible to one another. But every few days or so, every so often, you get a good moment or two on Twitter. You get people looking out for each other. You get an outpouring of love or support. But we got to do that. We got to be there for each other because it's clear this country doesn't give a damn. So you have to be able to do that on a Christmas season where maybe the best thing you can do is break off a phone call and just tell somebody you care about. It doesn't make a difference who it is. Break off a phone call to somebody or an email or a text message if you're so inclined. And let somebody know that you give a damn about them. Let somebody know that you're thinking about them. Let somebody know that you care. Hell, write a letter if you so choose.
Dear Santa, you are a bitch.
Wait. Hold on.
Dear Santa, you are a bitch ass. I heard the mall is hiring extra security to protect you. That's a bitch move, Santa. I'm coming for that ass again until you pay what you owe.
Whatever you have to do, just let somebody know that you care. Let somebody know that you're looking out for them. I get it. I had to have a little fun with that. Because, you know, that's another thing. We don't have as much fun anymore. Because so often there are just so many people and so many things out there looking to sap the joy out of damn near anything. In 2018 going forward, let's find ways to have fun. Let's find ways to spit in the face of people who treat us like we're less than. And always are finding a reason to be mean. Always finding a reason to be terrible to people. We got to be better as humans. We got to be better as Americans. We got to be better as people, man. I started doing this podcast as a way to get my voice out there, have some fun, talk some shit about sports, But it's like I started a podcast at a time in this country's history where it has been a circus, dude. But at the same time, I'm also grateful that I've been able to do it, and I'm going to continue doing it. Because somebody has to out here, right? Seriously. What are you doing for Christmas? What are you doing for the quote-unquote holidays? And yes, I know, some of y'all don't celebrate Christmas for whatever reason. That's cool. I don't begrudge you for that. But those of us who do, those of us who celebrate Hanukkah for my Jewish friends, those cats out there celebrating Kwanzaa, still haven't figured out the name of those candles, but you know, one of these days I'll get there. Anybody who is having fun the next 2 weeks, because this is the end of the calendar year. We're headed into 2018, and Lord knows what we got in front of us this next year. If 2017 is any indicator, people are going to need a whole lot of like antidepressants. People are going to be drinking liquor. People are going to be doing whatever they got to do to try to help calm those nerves. But this has been a year for your ass. This has been a year for everyone. And to those of you who made it through this wild and wacky and woolly year, congratulations. Enjoy Christmas. Enjoy next weekend. Enjoy next week. A lot of y'all ain't got to work next week. I'm one of them. I'm going to be working on a best of, but y'all ain't going to be at work next week. You need that time away. Spend that time with your family, with your friends, with your college buddies, with your frat, with your soul roars. Go check in on your mom or your dad or your grandmother if they're still with you, your granddaddy if he's still with you. You never know. You get to Christmas next year, this time next year, Christmas week 2018. If you're fortunate enough to be here yourself, make every moment count, man. Christmas is about gifts. It's about camaraderie. It's about food. It's about all those things. But for me, Christmas is about family. Christmas is about doing good things for others. Doing good things for yourself. I want to thank each and every one of y'all who's checked in on this show, who supported on Patreon. Patreon.com/JSC Radio. Do something nice for the show, if you will. But even if you don't, I just thank you for listening. And coming up, I guess going forward, I should say, this is the final original episode of 2017. As crazy as it's been, we've made it to the end of another year. JSC Radio's Best of 2017 will be coming at you late next week. And then going forward, we kick off the year on January 5th, the first Friday of 2018, with episode 61. And coming in the month of January, in fact, coming up on episode 61, it's almost becoming a yearly tradition, Jasmine Duke is back in the building. She's our first returning guest. Trying to work on getting others to return to the show and new faces and new voices out here too. But Jasmine ain't coming alone. She's bringing her dad, Aaron. The subject of her book, I'm Black and I Have a Dad. But that's not till January 5th, 2018. A best of 2017 of JSC Radio is coming next week. But for right now, one last time, my name is J. Scott Smith, telling you to take care of yourself. God bless. Always dare to be different. Always have your pets spayed or neutered. Remember, adopt and don't buy. And we are out of here. JSC TV returns on RVN TV on Saturday, January 6th. Be sure to go to rvntv.tv right now to see the archives of the show. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. Have fun on Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. Don't get drunk. Don't be stupid. Don't be a dick. And I'll see you in 2018. Goodbye, everybody.
Check it out.
This is JSC Radio.
Oh my. my dad, Santa, I always knew you were real. That's why I always write lists every year. And I hope you got my list this year, because if I don't get a PlayStation, I'm going to be pretty pissed. But anywho, I hope you saw my request for a Tonka truck. I know there's all kinds, but I figured you would know specifically what kind I wanted, because I looked it up on ToysRUs.com. So yeah, Santa, I'm just so excited that you're here, man, that you're real. My parents keep trying to tell me that you're a figment of my imagination, but I swear I saw your fat butt come down my chimney last year. Dude, you're real. I'm so excited for my truck.
I can hear Santa's sleigh. He filled up the toy bag yesterday. My stocking was hung on the chimney with care, hoping I was good enough to not get cold in there.
Other kids told me that he wasn't real. What? But every year I get a present by the tree with a tag that says that he put it under there. Who else? Nobody in my house finna eat no cookies and milk. They tell me they ain't got a fireplace. Ask how we getting in homes. How else, dummy? He climbed in through windows. Who you think building the Xboxes and Nintendos? Yep. He only trying to give back the Christmas that the Grinch stole. Yep. Anyway, I got physical proof. It was footprints on the roof when we went to take them lights down. See? Who else would stay at the North Pole and freeze to give kids who don't even believe some toys so they'll pipe down?
Oh, snap. Yeah. I think I hear him right now.
Awakening from a Christmas Eve nap. I hear glass shattering, and so I react. Reach back for the G-act while running to the stairs. Vision impaired, a little dizzy, tripping over Jimmy's. The sticky icky sitting in the air was unfamiliar. I saw a shadowy figure ripping the paper off the gifts I had labored to make presentable, to give them to some kids who had little to make the holiday memorable. I pointed my barrel to shot, whistled through to visit you. Must have been invincible, because he didn't notice it. In one motion, he hoisted all the boxes into the chimney and rocketed out of it. I've had an encounter with Santa's maniacal counterfeit counterpart. I'm bound to start a fuss if I call the precinct. Talking wild, I mean, what would we think if some clown popped up saying that Santa robbed him for all of his stock and stuffs? Man, we probably wanna have him locked up.
What did you get for Christmas? Did you get everything on your wish list?
A bag of dead flies, Rick Ross beer shavings, a CD from Plies, and old Thanksgiving gravy.
What did you get for Christmas? Did you get everything on your wish list?
Man, I got some gym socks and 30 books, plus a cheap wristwatch and some dirty looks.
December 24, I can't take it anymore. Tree has got the presents glowing, and man, not knowing is killing me. Maybe if I take a little peek, I won't be so antsy and be able to sleep. But I've been waiting like 358 days, chomping at the bit, even feeling kind of crazy. What will I get? Guess I gotta have faith that it's good, because if it ain't, I'm punching Santa in the face. I've been nice this year, but what difference would it make if all that's in my stocking is in Omaha State? But I'll wait a couple hours and tomorrow ain't great. I gotta hit out on St. Nicholas, cause I am on the take. Yes.
Oh me, oh my, oh my, oh me. Wipe the crust out my eyes and dash to the tree. What could it be? This present looks important. Unwrap the box, it's a pair of Air Gordons. Gordons? I wanted Jordans. Okay, I'll see what else Santa Claus got in store then. Yes, this present must be better than before. Oh my god, Nintendo 61. One? Nintendo 61? I cannot have fun with the Nintendo 61. Yo, Santa, what's up with these knockoff gifts? My grades are straight A's and I've been a good kid. Peeked in the kitchen, I knew instantly why he had to give these off-brand generic gifts to me. Get Santa some real cookies, that's how the story goes. Cause my parents left them Hydrox instead of Oreos.
What did you get for Christmas? Did you get everything on your wish list?
No.
Nah, man, I got a Chia Pet bubble wrap, a Microsoft Zoom, and an awful game mousetrap.
What did you get for Christmas? Did you get everything on your wish list?
I got a box, a big old box. I opened the box, and inside was a box. Yeah.
I hope you got
it. I can't wait for Christmas. I'm so excited.
On the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.